Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. Well, it is Monday, and the market is moving strong. It looks like we're in a very nice uptrend. Palantir and some of the AI stocks have been leading. The slide basically is saying that it's up 6.4%. Fortunately, I have a little position in that, so doing okay today. And some of the other things, Tesla has been up tremendously today, and it's looking pretty good in, as far as that goes. So, yeah, I mean, let's get into some of the stocks. Basically, here's what's happening. The market's in a confirmed uptrend, and I just wanted to put this out there. The S&P was up 0.45% today. Very nice. The Dow Jones is up about 0.37, and the NASDAQ is up 0.9. So the NASDAQ definitely leading the pack in terms of, in terms of what's going on in the market. So very, very interesting. Very, very interesting thing. Just want to show you CrowdStrike, which is the IBD stock of the day, and very interesting stock as well. And is it going to give us some opportunities? Well, let's see. Let's take a look at it. Okay, let me get that. There we go. So let's take a look at the stock. Basically, it was up today. It's got a 93 relative strength, and it looks like it's pulled back briefly above the 10-day moving average. I'm going to jump on over to a chart here to just take a look at it to see if we can if there's an opportunity. CRWD, of course, is the ticker on this one, and just going to jump on over to that screen for everybody. Hopefully you can see this. There we go. Okay, so this is the chart for this is the chart for CrowdStrike, and the question is, can we make a move on this one? Well, we're pretty close to that. We're pretty close to the the 21-day exponential moving average, which is at 147.66. Currently, the stock is a little bit, it's 152.73. The question is there, how far above the, how far above that line is it? So this is sort of a cup with handle, not really a cup with handle chart, but let's see if we can take a look at that quickly to see if we have an opportunity here. I'm going to put on the percent change here, so hopefully we can see this sort of, let's get that up there. This is percent change. There we go. Should be able to see this now. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Basically, what we're coming up here is, you know, from here to here, the question is, is it within the 5% range? Well, it's just barely. Like to see this pull back a little bit more, possibly get another opportunity here on this. But CrowdStrike looks good. Want to probably, but it was up today, but we may get a pullback to the to about 147.66. That's kind of where we want to see it. Let's jump on over to the let's jump on over to the other chart here for this one, and this is going to be CRWD to kind of see what they're saying here. Well, it does look like, you know, we're above the 50-day. We've got the golden cross on it. Relative strength is 75. I'd like to see this a little bit stronger on this one, but definitely leading the pack. Very nice composite rating of 94. That's looking very, very good. And let's just get a little bit more information here to see if that would make sense. Yeah, look at that, 99 composite. And it's coming up there. Okay. 49 is at the top. So let's look at the relative strength rating. Now, for some reason, it jumped over to that. We shouldn't have. Let's go to CrowdStrike. CRWD. The Fortinet is the leader. But let's see if we can do anything with CrowdStrike. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So CrowdStrike, let's see what the relative strength is. 75. I'd like to see a little stronger than that. Palo Alto Networks. I think Palo Alto Networks has a better entry than CrowdStrike does. So I'm going to probably show you a slide on that, but let's look at this. Kind of going through some stuff here. So this is, let's see if we get, this is another opportunity on a company called Celsius Holdings. And this is a trade idea that I just want to put out there, to everyone. This is basically also showing a lot of strength. And this slide may be a good way to look at it. What we're looking at here, let's blow that up a little bit so we can see it. This is a trade idea that that I've basically been working with today, and that is if Celsius pulls below 150.32, I think that, you know, that might be a good entry point. One of the things I like about Celsius is it's very, very strong relative strength, 97. That means in the top 3%. This is just a trade idea. But it is, you know, I already do have a position in Celsius, but I think I may pick up some more just because if it does pull back to that 21-day exponential moving average, that's a really good place for it. Let's jump on over to, I know I'm kind of going fast here, but here's what I've got currently. And we had a pretty good day today. I mean, we had a lot of stuff up. Tesla, of course, was leading the pack. It was up 3.2%. Palantir, position in Palantir, that was up 6.13% today. Amazing. The AI stocks have just been doing fantastic. Allegro Microsystems, that was up 4.23%. Arista, 2.92%. Shopify had a little bit of news. There was a downgrade on it. I still really like the stock. It was up today. On, this is the company that makes the sneakers. 6.43% up today. Tremendous. LSCC, this is Lattice Semiconductor. This was up. The one thing I had down was Celsius, and that's part of the reason I put the trade up with the that other trade slide up that I have. Why? Because I think that it's going to give us an opportunity as it pulls back. And that's kind of what, you know, that's sort of where you know, I wanted to show you this. Because as it pulls back, I think we're going to get an opportunity, and I think we can enter this trade below about 150.32. That's sort of my opinion here, but I definitely like the stock. It's very strong and doing very well. All right, well, let's get into some of your questions. Thank you so much for bearing with me, and let's see. All right, thank you. Hi, Jim. Is IWM buyable? Well, let's see. Let's look at IWM. Let's take a look at it. Well, heck. Why am I not getting that? Maybe I have this wrong. Maybe I have it wrong, but let me put IWM there. IWM. See if we get anything there. Yeah, there we go. All right. This is the Russell 2000. So this is basically buying let's go over there. Yeah, this is the Russell. And so let's see if we can kind of look at it here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a little bit, I'm going to go to the weekly chart first, to kind of look at it to see, yeah, it's pretty, been fairly, you know, fluctuating quite a bit. On the weekly, let's look at the daily action here. Huh. Well, it does look like it's consolidating up here, and it looks like it's just about ready to go higher. Let me just check on this real quick. The IWM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now we can kind of see the different periods here, which is a good thing to look at. This is from Investor Business Daily, of course. This is on the weekly chart. And so, you know, we're kind of, you know, we're still sort of in, you know, we're in basically a downtrend, but we've broken that downtrend. We're starting to make a move higher. We're above the 50-week moving average. We're still 66. So do I really like this? Well, I think it's starting to look better. But I think we're a little bit extended here. So yeah, I mean, I could see if it breaks out, let's go to that other chart. If it breaks out over this 193.60, you know, that possibly could be a place where we could buy it. Let me see how far above the 21-day exponential moving average we are. That's the real key. At least for me, is going to be where we are relative to that average. So I'm going to take a look at that real quick to see if we see how that's going to look. And so that's the bottom of the moving average. Yeah, I just think we're too far extended. I really do. So, I mean, yes, you could definitely buy this. I mean, obviously, you could definitely buy this here, but I don't know, 3%, that's doable. Yeah, that's definitely doable here. So we're about 3.6% above the 21-day exponential moving average. So that's not a bad entry point. It is buyable at that level. You don't want to buy it too much more than that. I would set my stop loss pretty tight at 188.90, just because if it does move against us, which I don't think it will, because it's definitely in a little bit of an upward trend there, that would be a good place to buy it. So I definitely think it is buyable at that level, because it is very close to the 21-day moving average. Now, why am I always concentrating on this? Well, part of the reason I concentrate on this 21-day moving average so much is because we don't want to buy a stock extended. We don't want to buy it because if a stock makes a big move, it takes a while for it to catch up. And because of that, you know, we want to always be very, very careful to buy it relatively close to that 21-day exponential line. But I definitely think it is buyable at this level. So very good. Yeah. Lily. Oh, I had a good weekend. Thank you, Lisa, so much. Let's take a look at Lily. I don't know why. I'm not in Lily now, but it is a good stock and really, really worthwhile. But let's look at Lily, LLY, here real quick. Yeah. So this is Lily. What's nice about this chart is it's come all the way down to that 50-day exponential moving average, and it's made a stand there. So that's very good. It definitely is getting support there. It's 88 relative strength, so that's very strong too. We also have the 50-day that's moved above the 200-day, so that's the golden cross back here in the end of April. So that's looking pretty good there as well. Wow. We're getting ones that are looking very good. Okay, let's take the intraday chart here. Well, it's looking like there's a bit of resistance at 450. That's what I'm seeing here. So jumping over here to the chart. Yeah, definitely. We definitely came down to that 50-day moving average. We're coming up. We're very close to the 21-day line. That's a good place to buy it. Yeah, that's a good place to buy it if you're not already in it. It's also not a bad place to add if you want to add to the position. That's also very, very good thing to a good place to do it because it is looking very good. Yeah, I mean, definitely very, 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 very tight here. I definitely like seeing that. It definitely has bounced off that 50-day moving average. It's going to move higher. This is not a bad place to buy it. I mean, it could be smooth sailing all up to about 475. So very, very good. Very, very good. So I do. How you like that one too? Wow. Two for two. That's excellent. LSCC, Lattice Semiconductor. This is the one that I did start a position in on Wednesday of last week. And this one has been doing pretty well. LSCC, the semiconductors in general have been doing very well. And this one seems to be pretty highly rated. I'm going to take a look at the ratings on it, but I think it's pretty good. Jump on over to that. There we go. And we're kind of this cup, and then we've got a sort of a cup with handle and cup with handle inside each of the other. But this is looking, getting ready to break out and looking very good. Let's look at the intraday chart really quick. Yeah, so very, very good here. Nice deep base handle. And then it comes back, and then it's a high handle. And it's just, it's looking good. It's looking good. So let's just take a look. I want a few more things about this one, just kind of get an idea here. But let's look at LSCC. I have this currently, but I want to check a few things on the list. There we go. All right, so this is number one. This is really what I wanted to take a look at, just to check to make sure that this was right. Yeah, it's number one in its category. And so this is the chips. This is the this is fabulous, I believe. I want to take a look at that just to see kind of what the competition is here. But I think this is the leader. And yeah, there we go. So let's look at the leadership here for LSCC. Okay, yeah, this is what I wanted to see. ALGM, Allegro Micro. I guess that's also a 99 relative strength. It's ahead of Rambus and NVIDIA. So it's in some pretty good company here. Definitely like that. The advantage, of course, of LSCC is that it's giving us a nice opportunity to get into the stock. And that's so key. That's so key on that. So let's look at LSCC here, the live chart on it. Yeah. And yeah, this is a great place to buy it. This is an absolutely great place to buy it. Notice how basically what happened was it came down, it came all the way up to 96.45, and then it pulled way down to the 21-day line. This is why trading at that 21-day line is such a good idea, because if we trade at that 21-day line, you can see when it came down, it just stopped right at the 21-day line, and then it moved all the way back up to where the resistance is. Now, can it move above this? I think it's going to 96.45. This is the resistance here, and it's just looking very good. Let's see if I can get a little bit more detail here. I'm going to do a 30-minute chart. See if that gives us a little bit better look-see here. But yeah, it's just coming right down to that 21-day exponential, and then it's coming up 1, 2, 3, and then it's getting resistance right here. The resistance really is about at 97, almost exactly. So if it can move above 97, I think we're going to see it move higher. So very nice chart on LSCC. I definitely still think it's buyable, and it's a very strong stock. So, you're definitely getting it at a really good point if you decide to buy it. I also think you could add here as well. So looking good on that. All right, let's take a question from TikTok. All right, Tesla. Let's see. Let's look at Tesla. Okay, let's look at Tesla, because I definitely have quite a bit of Tesla. Right now, I've been building my position over the last few days. Well, that's about 40 days. I've been building a position in Tesla. And it just seems to have made a nice move. Of course, the reasoning, of course, is they came out with the first Cybertruck. And a lot of people are really interested in that. There's a lot of pre-orders on it. Ford is probably going to have to write down some of its F-150 Lightnings, because they aren't doing quite as well. So let's jump on over here. A little bit of issues with my All right, let's see if we can get this here. There we go. All right, a little bit of a lag. Again, I guess it's the time of day. It's a little bit of a lag here on that, but yeah. All right. There we go. All right. Tesla just spectacular. It's a little bit off a little bit after hours. Back to 289.98 relative strength. As you can see, it's just making a nice move up here all the way. And now there is one other stock that possibly, and I don't own this one, it's Li Auto. It's Chinese, and it is actually a little bit stronger. But overall, Tesla has been really the winner. And I think even though there's a little pullback after hours, I suspect that we're going to have, you know, I have a feeling it's going to be strong. Maybe that's wishful thinking on my part, but I think that, you know, we're pretty clear up to about 313. That's sort of where I'm seeing it. You know, that's kind of where I'm seeing that. That's kind of where I'm seeing the resistance. So I'm going to go over here to the monthly chart to kind of give you that play here. You can see here about 310. It's sort of that's where the peak is. So I think that, you know, we have probably a little bit more to go here on this. I think, you know, 313 is about where I'm seeing it, but we came down, we've pulled way back. This is on the monthly chart. Let's see if we can jump over to the weekly chart to kind of give you a kind of an idea on this. But you'll notice that this is the higher high. I think we're going to move through this probably in the next week or two. We're going to move above this. Now, once Tesla, I'm pretty sure it moves above about 313, we've got pretty good sailing on up to about 350. Now the question is, will it move up all in one fell swoop? I doubt it. I think we're definitely going to get some resistance right about 313. That's right in here. You know, that's right in here. I think we're going to get some resistance there. And if we do, let's get that over there, then I'm probably going to be doing some profit taking if we come up to about 313. That's kind of where I'm doing some profit taking. When it moves through that, I probably will rebuy back some of the shares. Now, why would I do that? Well, the reason I probably am going to do that is because I want to make sure that I lock in some of the profits, because I do think we are getting to a point very soon with Tesla where we're going to probably get some resistance. And I think the resistance is going to come a little bit above 300, maybe 300, 305, or maybe even 313. I think it's going to be right about 313 for the resistance on Tesla. I had the wrong banner up there. Sorry about that, everybody. So this, we're looking at Tesla on this one. This is Tesla. So let's put the Tesla chart up here. TSLA. So I definitely think that right now, here's the problem with Tesla that I'm seeing. I don't know if it's really a problem. Now, if you got in below the pivot was about 207, was right about here, was the pivot. That's where I acquired it a little bit below this, but that's really where I started acquiring it. Now, right now, it is extended, so it's probably not a good idea to buying a first position here. I think it's time to, you can add to your position. That's what I've been doing. I've been adding all the way up, but I think it's going to rest a little bit. I think it's going to come up against some resistance at about 313. That's my guess. I'm going to be probably selling some of my positions so that I can book some of that profit. But I think that once it's up to there and it moves above about 313, it's going to form another base and probably going to give us another opportunity. So this is the Tesla chart, and hopefully some people got in on that as well. Cody, what happened? What happened to my Cody? I was out. You're right. I am out of Cody. I had to make a decision this morning. I wanted to buy more Tesla. I was looking at Cody and I was like, well, it hasn't gone anywhere, so I'm going to sell it. Even though I like the chart, I did sell it to make a little bit more room for I did make a little bit more room for Tesla, but you know, it did go up. So there you go. I mean, look at that. It looks pretty good. I mean, it came all the way up and, you know, I did sell it. You can't keep them all. I wish I could keep them all, but this is going to probably move higher. You know, again, I had this, I was looking at it and I was like, oh, it was up a little bit this morning. I was like, well, I want to buy some more Tesla, before it hits the resistance. And that's one of the reasons I did sell it. Did make a little profit on it. Not a huge profit, but I did make a little profit on it. This is still buyable, by the way. If you definitely want to look at it, but it's still absolutely buyable. And, I think it's going to be a great stock. And you know, even though some people might disagree with me on that, I just think that the beauty area, and I want to show you the beauty area, it's really quite good. Let's go over here and take a look at Coty, COTY. This is one of the reasons I like it so much. One of the stocks that I'm also looking at is Elf Beauty. It is another very, very good stock, but you'll notice here in the lineup, Elf Beauty is number one. And this is actually giving us an opportunity as well. Then this is the International Perfumes. This is an interesting company. Nature's Sunshine. I'm not really into either of these two, but Coty is very strong. If you look at this, very compared to all the other ones, very, very strong. The relative strength is excellent, 92. So I still think that this is actionable. I really believe it is. I really believe this is actionable for Coty. The only reason I sold it really is I needed to make some more room. I'm not on margin yet, but I may be on, you know, if we continue to get a strong market, I'm probably going to be jumping on margin here. I wasn't really ready to do that today. So that's one of the reasons I did sell Coty. But I think it's still a really good stock. So the only reason I sold it was to make room for Tesla. All right, what happened to Opera? Is it a good time to buy? I sold Opera as well. Again, not because I dislike the stock, just because I had some nice profit in it. Let's look at it here. OPRA. And go to the daily. It did kind of move down sharply, unfortunately. This is the daily chart. It just kind of dived, and now it's coming back. I did sell it. I actually sold it last week. I took some profit on it. This is why stop losses are so important. Is it a good time to buy this one? Well, it's a very volatile stock. It's definitely getting some support at the 50-day moving average. Let's jump on over to the charts to see if it's going to give us another opportunity. OPRA. One of the things I like to do, especially these volatile stocks, is when I buy them, I typically will put my stop loss in, and then at the end of the day, I'll look to see if it's moving right, and then I'll push my stop loss up. This is what I'm doing with Palantir. You could definitely buy this one. It has come down. It looks like it's got at 20, so it's definitely got a little bit of support here. That's on the weekly chart. Let's go to the daily chart on, there we go. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely getting some support right below the 21-day exponential moving average. Currently, the 21-day exponential moving average is at 2079. This is why this is such an important place. But yeah, I definitely think we could buy it. Look at how it came down, it bounced, and then boom, it comes right up to that 21-day line. That's why that's so important. So I definitely think, look at how it's tested there, and there, and there. So this is a very good place to buy it. You could probably buy it here, and this is what happens with these stocks. It'll come down, and then they'll test, and then they'll overshoot, and they'll pull back, and they'll just continue to bounce right up the 21-day line. So this is a good place to buy Opera. This would be a good place to buy Opera. Absolutely. I definitely think you could do that. Let me just check a few more things to make sure that everything is still pretty good with Opera. I think it probably is. It's a pretty darn good stock. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they have a really excellent browser. I've used it and I really like it. It's got a lot of nice safety features on it. So it's really, really good to see in the area of the content group, internet content. Look at this. It's number two. LegalZoom's number one. I haven't been training LegalZoom, so I can't really say, but it's above Meta in terms of its overall strength. The composite rating is 99, and the relative strength is very strong as well. It's also 99. So 99 relative strength. That's very, very good. I definitely think you can buy it here, and that's going to give you a nice, nice move. I mean, that's going to give you a really, really nice move. So you can buy it here. It'll probably ride back right back up, maybe to 25 or 28, and then you can basically, just as long as when you buy it here, you want to continuously push that stop loss up, and then when it does pull back, you'll make some money. But I did sell this one on Friday. I did sell this one as it was moving up. I was like, well, I can close out the week, and I did sell it, making a little profit, and then it pulled back, and so now it's kind of recycling. Sometimes you can do that many times. I did that with AI today as well. I'm still holding AI, but this one, I did buy this one today, AI. It's not profitable. So that's one of the things I want to mention about this. But this one, you know, I've done this one several times. I've wrote it up. I do think that this one probably is going to reverse higher, but in case I have a very, very tight stop loss, really right here at about 37.50 is where I have my stop. So, if it falls back, well, then I'll be taken out. So definitely good. Definitely good, there. All right. Let's look at Amazon for Sandeep. Amazon is one of the Magnificent Seven. That's what they're calling it. Sort of like, you remember that it was the FANG stocks, and now it's the Magnificent Seven. So that's the new thing. Amazon, AMZN, it's definitely one of the Magnificent Sevens. And let's look at that just real quick. All right, Amazon. Here we go with Amazon, and trending nicely, nice golden cross here. Trending nicely above. It's kind of got a cup with handle. Looking at the weekly. Yeah. See, what happened is that, you know, this is the big COVID pull down. You know, basically this is what happened. It lost a tremendous amount of its value. This is 180 here, and this is 30, and this is 80. So now it's starting to regain its position. It's pulling back a little bit. Here's what I would do. I would probably wait on this one until it pulls closer to that 21-day exponential moving average. I'm going to put that in here, Amazon, and see if we can, how close to the 21-day line we are. Yeah, there we go. So this is kind of the take on that. Pull it over here for everybody on TikTok. Yeah, we're fairly extended from the 21-day moving average. I want to check how far above that 21-day line we are, so that we can tell. All right. See, that's right in here. So we are not that extended, interestingly enough. We're, you know, 3.23. So that's acceptable in terms of an entry. Now, obviously, a trend line entry, it's better to have an actual buy point off of a base. That's better. But a trend line entry isn't bad. It's pulling back a little bit. I would probably want to buy this as close to the, you know, 129 as possible. You may not be able to get it there, but I definitely think it's going to pull back a little bit. And you might want to put in a limit order on this one just to see if you can buy it maybe at 130. We're about 3.22% above that 21-day exponential moving average. The closer you can buy it to that, obviously, the more safety and the less extended it is. This is the problem. When you get a market like this that's starting to move like it is, we want to kind of try to not buy them extended. And that's hard. And one of the ways that you can do that is if you can buy it close to that 21-day exponential moving average. So if you have charting software, what you want to do is you want to put in a line at the 21E exponential moving average. Now, why do I keep harping on this? Well, this just happens to be, they've done studies on this. This happens to be where a lot of the programmatic traders are going to buy. So if there's, if one of the, in a rising market like this, one of the best ways to make money is as the stock goes up, when it pulls back to that 21-day line, that's where it's going to bounce. So that's a great place to buy it. So you kind of just wait until it pulls back to the 21-day line. Try to buy it there as close as you can and then see if it moves higher. What you can do, the way you can do this is figure out where that 21-day line is, put in a limit order with that number, and then when it pulls back there, you're going to be buying it in at that number. Now, it may not be exact, but that's probably where it's going to bounce. And if you look at the chart, and where this is the chart of Amazon here, you'll notice that it's bounced once, twice. You see, the 21-day line is sort of the limit of where it's coming. So it's bounced once, twice, and then when it pulled back here, it's bounced three times. So it's 3.23% above. So right now, we kind of want to wait for it to come back down a little bit, and that will give us another opportunity to buy it. And that'll be probably a very good buy there. All right. I've been yammering on here. Okay. So let's look at RXST. Okay. RSXT. And, oh, invalid symbol. I must have that in there wrong. Okay. RXST. All right. So hopefully this will give us the right. Yeah, there we go. All right. So let's look at the daily chart. Nice chart, by the way. Kind of a nice, it consolidated here, right about 26, and then it made its move, and it's at 30. It looks like it's a little bit extended. I want to take a look on the other chart on this one, RXST. Symbol. All right. Have you met? And yeah, we are a little bit, okay, it has, this is, you see how it came, this is why entering at the 21-day line is such a good idea. Notice how this is staying above that 10-day line, and then it flattens out, and then when it touches, essentially it stays on that 21-day line, and then eventually it moves up from there. So this was the entry right here, right here, and right now we're a little bit extended, so I just want to see how far extended we are above that 21-day line so that we can get a good idea here. I'm going to take a look and see if I can put these in here. There's the 21-day line there. And that's about where we are. Okay, that's about where we are here. So, okay, so we're too far above the 21-day line for a good entry here, unfortunately. We're over 9%. So this, we don't really want to enter a trade here. This is a good, nice ascending pattern. This is a nice ascending pattern, but it's got a problem. And the problem is it's too far extended. So especially in a rising market like this, you don't want to buy extended, because what'll happen is eventually it will deviate back to the mean. And basically for our purposes, the 21-day exponential moving average is sort of the mean for this stock. It's staying above the 10-day line, but every once in a while it's coming down to the 21-day and testing, but it's not falling below that 21-day line. So we don't want to buy it at this level, because we want to wait for it to move closer to the 21-day line. If you have charting software, you can put this in there, and it's not that hard to do. But we're too far right now at 8.61%. We want to close on that 21-day line before we buy it. So what you could do is put in a limit order at 28.38. If you put in a limit order there, good till cancel out a week or so, and you could start and then kind of increment it up, and then hopefully it will pull back to close to there. You might put a little bit above that, maybe at the 10-day line, because it may not pull all the way back to the 21-day line, but you want to buy it within 5% of that 21-day line. So that's what I would recommend, putting a limit order and doing it that way. But interesting stock. All right, Matt, Let's take a look at WEAV and see what's going on. WEAV. Okay, Weave Communications. I don't know this company. Yeah, it's a relatively inexpensive stock. This is a stock, typically you want to wait until the stock has moved above $10. There's a lot of reasons for this. I did make an exception with Palantir only because it had pulled back so much, but $10 is an important number. The reason is because most institutions, i.e. mutual funds, will not invest in stock if it has a value less than $10. So to really move a stock, you need these institutional investors like mutual funds. But the relative strength on this is super. It's 99. That doesn't get much better than that. If we go over the weekly chart, kind of look at it, it was one of these ones that pulled all the way down, you know, and this is sort of what happened, you know, with COVID. And now it's starting to make its way back. And this is a logarithmic scale. So it's got kind of a tight 1, 2, 3 weeks tight. That's a good chart. 3 weeks tight. So that's potentially really good. Let's look at the intraday. It's right above 10.5. So it's looking like it has resistance at about 1150. That's kind of where it's going. So it went up there and it's pulled back. Why? Because you can see it's come back there. So it looks like it's making its move. The question is how close to that 20 to the 21 day line is it? WEAV. And this will give us potentially entry point here. And I want to look at how close to that 21 day line is it? Well, it's really close. Yeah. So yeah, this WEAV is really close to the 21 day line. Yeah. So it's only 3.5%. So yeah, you could technically buy it here. We pulled back, we've pulled up. So I guess we're currently a little bit extended now. We're currently a little bit extended. We want to kind of wait for this to pull back down to kind of where it was before, about within 5%. That's where it would be a good place to be in terms of that. Let's see if we can put a line on that. Nope. There we go. All right. So basically, yeah. In order to buy it right, we really have to buy it below about 1080. That's going to be kind of where we're going to have to buy it. So if you want to buy this one, and you know, you're going to have to buy it below 1080. Currently, it's at 1136, so it's extended right now. And we want to get closer to that 10-day line if you want to buy this one. It does look good. I think it's probably going to likely to pull back and then go higher. I want to look at the kind of what's going on in terms of, you know, what they're saying for this one. WEAV. Okay. There we go. Weave Communications. I kind of want to see what the ranking is to see how well or not well it is doing. And all right. So LegalZoom and Opera. So interesting. So this is right below that. It's number 3. I think Opera, well, I have a bias towards Opera. I think it's a little bit stronger internet content. So I definitely think that this could be a good one. But let's just see kind of what it's saying about it. I do like Opera a little bit more just because I know more about it. I haven't really done any work on this one, but I want to look at the relative strength. Yeah, that's really strong. They're both at 99. That's very, very good. Let's look at the SMR rating. Yeah, terrible SMR because they're relatively new. Not surprised there. Let's see if anyone has a... Yeah, it's being accumulated, so that's good. That's being accumulated, so you're right. Huh, interesting. EPS rating, meh. But the relative strength is very good, and also So yeah, you could definitely. I kind of like opera a little better, though. I'll be honest with you. I like opera a little bit better, and I think opera is going to give us a nice another opportunity. Yeah. See, I like them when they're number one. I kind of like to be going with the strongest in the group. So I would probably, instead of Weave Communication, I would probably go with opera here. It's pulled way back and it's already bounced and it's up after hours. So you could probably buy this one and get another, you can get another move, maybe 5% move on this one. So very, very good. Well, thanks everybody. I guess that's pretty much everything. All right, let's see if one more question from TikTok, and then we'll probably hang it up for the night. All right, let's see. Okay, interesting. CVNA, of course, this is the new casual dining chain, Mediterranean. I haven't tried it yet, but I've heard really good things. The guy that apparently is in charge of this one is the guy that was behind Panera Bread, if you know that company. So we did have about a 3% pullback today, but it's up after hours. So it looks like it may have bounced and tested. Let's take a look to see if that is the case. CVNA versus the fast casual. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, it did pull back. It's still pretty extended, though. Let me look at the distance. Okay. So, putting that right on there. Yeah, we're way, way extended. So yeah, this really, unfortunately, I like this one, but it's not buyable. It's not buyable because it's so far, it's 22% above the 21-day line. That's just a little bit too much for me. That's very extended. So let's look at CVNA. That's just a little bit too extended for me. I definitely like the stock. I'm going to be watching it, but let's look at the weekly here. But this is just too, is that DVNA? That's not right. CVNA. There we go. Oh, this is Carvana. I'm sorry. Did we were looking at Carvana? Yeah, Carvana. Okay. Yeah, this is definitely, you know what? I would be really careful with this one. We're pulling back 99 relative strength. I don't know. It's come up to 40. It's getting a little bit of resistance. It's above the 200-day moving average, which is good. Definitely like seeing that. And it's above the 50, so that's pretty good. I don't know. I just, I probably would pass on this one. Probably pass on Carvana. Just there's better fish swimming in the sea right now. So that's what I would do. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for taking a look at the show. One thing I would like to mention, I always mention this, is if you could just smash that like button, that really helps us get out there. We have to get, I need to get more people to like it, because I think a lot of people do like it. Hopefully, and we're going to be coming out pretty soon with a kind of a pay service. We're going to try to start the week with, like 10 good setups every week. I'm trying to put this together. It will be sort of a Zoom call on Friday, possibly, or Sunday evening, right before the trading day, week opens. I haven't put it all together there, but one thing is, please like the show. And also, if you can get on the mailing list, because I'm going to put out more details about this coming up. But you need to be on the list at www.DallasTradingFloor. So smash the like button, and we will be back tomorrow, hopefully. I think we will. Till then, everybody, thank you so much. As always, happy trading.